Good morning, a happy Sunday morning to everyone. We celebrate today the baptism of the Lord, liturgically. And I may add that it is also the birthday or anniversary of the birthday of Saint Jose Maria Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei. And as he has always advised people, we should enter into the life of Christ. And so we do that right now in immersing ourselves in the Word of God, meaning in the baptism of the Lord. We read in the Gospel that the feeling of expectancy had grown among the people who were beginning to think that John might be the Christ. So John declared before them all, "I baptize you with water, but someone is coming, someone who is more powerful than I am, and I am not fit to undo the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Isn't that interesting? Whenever I remember the first luminous mystery, which is this, the baptism of the Lord in the River Jordan, in the hands or by the hands of Saint John the Baptist, his cousin, I remember my own baptism. I was baptized in the cathedral, and my ninong in baptism, well, is still around. He's one of the brothers of my mother. And I remember that baptism, and I exude in gratitude to God Almighty for having me receive that sacrament. Imagine Jesus went to be baptized by Saint John the Baptist. It was not yet clearly the baptism which we have now, which is the sacrament. It would be absurd that Jesus be receiving that sacrament, because he has nothing to be washed away. We receive baptism because we have to have our original sin and all personal sins washed away. So we are washed clean. But Jesus is already clean, just like the Virgin Mary had no need for receiving baptism, because she was immaculately conceived. The same with Jesus. So what the Father declare is that he was baptized not so that he would be cleansed. He went to be baptized so that he cleansed the waters of this world, so that they receive the power to cleanse our souls of original sin. So it was God and the contact of water on his flesh that would give this power to water. And this should remind us of the importance of receiving baptism. I understand that there are people who, and I respect their opinion, who plan that to let their children be baptized when they reach the age of reason, or maybe when they even reach the age when they could make choices, like the age of maturity. If people are able to vote at 18, so they should be able to choose what religion they would form part of at 18, instead of having them baptized as Catholics on a date near their birthday. Well, I remember Saint Jose Maria answering one of these questions regarding that matter, that he would counter say, well, the parents should also wait for the baby to mature before even giving the baby breast milk. Well, the parents dictate what their child would receive, because they know they are good things, the food, the milk, and also such invisible mysteries like baptism, the grace of baptism. So the baptism of the Lord demonstrates to us the importance of receiving this sacrament. To be a Christian is not only to imitate Christ, to follow Christ, although we say that, but it is much, much more than that. We are not here just to do good things or to follow the Ten Commandments. No, those are not so accurate descriptions of what happens to the soul or what needs to happen to a soul or to a person in relation to baptism and to Christ. The thing that should happen in the soul, hence original sin and all personal sins are forgiven, is that each of us should be grafted into the body of Christ. Meaning, the very life of Christ is initiated in our souls by virtue of the sacrament of baptism. Mark those words. It is a new life that begins in the person. Not a new life because previously I was a bad boy and now I'd be a good boy. No. It is not just your life changing hues or changing tunes or changing clothes. No. It is the assumption of our nature of a new life in us. Maybe it would be illustrative to imagine perhaps an animal or a bacterium or a virus that comes into our system to live. And it is nourished by our own juices. They are nourished by our own nutrients. That would be what you call a parasite. But the life of Christ is not parasitic in nature. It is a new life that we are called, we are enabled to live by virtue of the sacrament of baptism. That's why it is so important to receive it. Previous to this life, what life is there in the child? It is the life of a mere human being. And because of original sin, that new life is under the power of the devil. Yes, it is the devil's property. Because the devil succeeded in making Adam and Eve overthrow God from his throne, meaning they made themselves gods, right? They wanted to make themselves gods by disobeying and distrusting God in the Garden of Eden by eating that fruit, which God forbade them from eating. And the temptation was, you will be like gods. They bought it. They bit it. They wanted to be like that. So they ejected God from their souls. And what reigned there was the kingdom of Satan. It's scary, right? You look at a child, it doesn't look like he belongs to any kingdom for that matter, yes? And that's precisely how scary it is. Because from there, well, in a field of weeds, well, more weeds will grow. That's why we need to get our babies and those who are adults already to be baptized. Let us help those who are not yet baptized to be baptized so that they are grafted into the very body of Christ. The juices, the nutrients, if you might call it, in the veins of Christ will start flowing into that new baby. Let's have that. Let's pray for that. That more and more would be baptized. And that parents be convinced about what they're doing, that it is for the best. And I say this for Catholic parents, especially Christian parents. The others, well, they have their respective creeds, but we have this. So let's ask the Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph to bless these thoughts and reflections and that we practice it. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!